United 93, United 903, do you hear Cleveland? United 93, United 93, Cleveland.
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
You will not escape the justice of this nation. You will not escape the justice. You will not escape.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. And neither do we.
Third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. To sink in. To kind of catapult the propaganda. We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
The danger to our country is grave. The danger to our country is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons. The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations.
Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
Iraq, weapons of mass destruction.
A clear threat to the United States.
And there's dozens of ballistic missiles.
It is sponsored and sheltered terrorists.
Hang suicide bombers.
Weapons are equally
biological weapons, including anthrax and botulism toxins.
Biological and chemical agent to kill millions of people.
Chemical weapons, including BX and sarin, mustard gas.
To a massive and sudden horror.
Massive death and destruction.
Death
on a massive scale. Death on a massive scale.
We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud.
Massive death and destruction. Death on a massive scale.
We cannot wait for the final proof. The smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
Massive death and destruction. Death on a massive scale.
Someone is waiting for a so-called smoking gun. It's certain that we will have waited too long.
Will any single prisoner be treated humanely? You bet.
The targeting capabilities and the care that goes into targeting is as impressive as anything anyone could see. The care that goes into it, the humanity that goes into it.
He's got him.
He's got him.
He's got him.
Yeah.
Anybody say nice shot?
Nice shot.
Hell of a shot.
Find my dad and talk to him any time of the day.
We're gonna smoke them out. We'll smoke them out of their holes. Smoke them out.
the terrorists may burrow deeper into caves and other entrenched hiding places.
I want him, hell, I want justice. And, there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
Mr. President, in your speeches now, you rarely talk or mention Osama bin Laden. Why is that?
Who knows if he's hiding in some cave or not? And he's the ultimate parasite. And he's a person who's now been marginalized. We hadn't heard from him in a long time. And excuse me for a minute. So I don't know where he is. Nor do I just don't spend that much time on him, to be honest with you.
Sawed off Al-Qaeda. Saddam, Al-Qaeda.
Intelligence that we were operating off was correct.
The quality of our intelligence operation, I think we're better than anybody else.
We gathered a lot of intelligence. That intelligence was good, sound intelligence. And it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
There were not weapons of mass destruction there.
Those weapons of mass destruction have got to be somewhere. No weapons over there.
In the same sentence, separated by seven words.
Before September the 11th, many in the world believed that Saddam Hussein could be contained.
September the 11th, and Saddam Hussein, two sentences later, separated by six words.
I don't think we ever said, at least I know I didn't say, that there was a direct connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein.
Who does the president think he's effing kidding?
I was very careful never to say that Saddam Hussein ordered the attacks on America.
Calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly. United 93, Cleveland.
United 93, dear Cleveland Center, address, please. Hi, Captain. I would like to order the men to home aboard and are going to make the airport and our demand for people to remain quiet.
Okay, it's United 93 calling. United 93, understand, have a bomb on board, go ahead.
Planes have been hijacked. They're heading for the two tops, alright?
He was ordering the stand down.
coincidence?
Was that United 93?
Yeah, that transmission, you said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We didn't get it clear.
We know he was in control, though. Even during the hijackings, the supposed hijackings, he was ordering the stand down. With the neocons, that we're in danger of their parent group carrying out another attack.
I don't know. I hope they don't. I hope that the one new Pearl Harbor is enough.
You, Romney, Wolfowitz, Cheney, Pearl, Fife, all you guys, right?
Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, both of them. Culprits, including Rumsfeld, were part of a neocon group that had been plotting this thing for literally years.
Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice, these guys told us what they were gonna do. They laid their blueprint out in the Project for the New American Century. They had a document they wrote that spelled out their plan. It's called Project for the New American Century. It was published in 2000. And their document was, ironically, September 2000. In 12 months, they got their wish. It's a Project for the New American Century.
Of peace in September 2000, titled Rebuilding America's Defenses, and he says, we need a Pearl Harbor event. We need to have a terror attack on the border of Pearl Harbor. We need a new Pearl Harbor.
We're a member, or are a member, of the Project for the New American Century, correct?
I am.
Sitting in a schoolhouse in Florida. I was sitting there and my chief of staff, well, first of all, when we walked in the classroom, I had seen this plane fly into the first building. There was a TV set on it. And, you know, I thought it was pilot error.
So if there was no live television coverage of the first plane hitting the first tower, how do we explain the following comment from George Walker Bush?
There was a TV set on it.
I guess one of the perks of being president is you get access to TV channels that don't exist in the known universe, correct?
I had seen this plane fly into the first building. There was a TV set on it. And,
George Bush,
he just sits there after he's told
the second plane is hit for
around 20 minutes and then kind of just ambles out, taking his time.
It was broadcast 3 days in advance, his schedule, correct? The president's schedule?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if, in fact, he was being informed that the second plane had hit, America's under attack, it would seem to me that upon the revelation of that news, that the Secret Service would grab the president and remove him as if he were on fire from that room.
The whole thing appears to have been a sham, George, a sham. The American government appears to be manipulating the American people on the basis of acts of violence. It all appears to be corrupt.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Karl Rove, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Fife, Condoleezza Rice, Jeb Bush, George W.
I don't think we need to be subliminal.
So the government's own theory here that these 19 guys under control of a fellow off in a cave in Afghanistan pulled this off is obviously a conspiracy theory.
It's an absolute lie, and why are you lying if you attacked in this way?
The biggest conspiracy theory is the official story. I mean, at every point, it's a fabrication, it's a lie. Would you elaborate on that?
That's why an insider job.
It must be an inside job.
Going on 9/11. The first option is that it was a strike out of the blue. Nobody knew anything about it.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, there's one terrible pilot.
That's why an insider job. This was the first the first declaration of the administration. They couldn't imagine that airplanes could be hijacked.
Planes could be hijacked.
The second option is that they knew, the intelligence community knew quite a lot, the FBI and the CIA, but they, unfortunately they were not able to bring it together to a whole picture.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
It must be an inside job. The CIA had, I think, 14 of these 19 people under control. The FBI had the others under control or knew about them.
And the BBC admits that 7 and 9 are confirmed to still be alive.
The BBC is telling the public 7 were still alive. That's why an insider job. The third option is let it happen.
Howard Dean recently seemed to muse aloud whether you had advanced knowledge of 9/11.
President Bush had prior knowledge of the September 11th attack.
They knew that something was is planned and they didn't interfere in order to use this thing as a pretext to control.
A new world order can emerge. A new world order can emerge. A new world order can emerge.
And the fourth option is it was a deliberate act of the administration or a small part of the administration. It's very much inside the line. But I'm here to get out. Between the third and the fourth option, probably you have to decide. And it's why an insider job.
The neocons' strategic position.
So,
that's all I got. Stay off from here, I gotta get out.
The deal caused a strategic position.
It must be an inside job.
See the damage that I saw in the lobby and the people, the bodies, the burnt people, the injured people. I really wasn't prepared for that.
The lobby is about 6 stories high, and the lobby looked as though a bomb had exploded there.
I got two isolated pockets of fire. We should be able to knock it down with 2 lines. Radio down. 78th floor. No more than 1045.
I went around by the freight elevator and I could see it was just blown. It was just a giant shit. 30th floor. We hear another explosion. And at that time we heard a huge explosion.
Nobody here.
do?
We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least 2 blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, instead of popping out.
It was like, was it from, if they had detonated?
Yeah, detonated.
They were planning to take down a building.
All the way down. I was watching it and running.
Just ran up west.
And then you just sort of, this cloud of shit chasing you down.
Couldn't run it.
I wasn't expecting to see the damage that I saw in the lobby and the people, the bodies, the burnt people, the injured people. I really wasn't prepared for that.
The lobby is about 6 stories high, and the lobby looked as though a bomb had exploded there.
I got 2 isolated pockets of fire. We should be able to knock it down with 2 lines. Radio down. 78th floor. No more 1045.
I went around by the freight elevator and I could see it was just blown. It was just a giant shit.
30th floor. We hear another explosion. And at that time, we heard a huge explosion.
10 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, just collapsing on itself.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed.
We have no idea what caused this. Building being demolished on purpose.
First one and then the other, some say after secondary explosions.
Almost looks like one of those planned implosions.
We have no idea what caused this.
As if a demolition team set off when you see the old demolitions of these old buildings.
If you wish to bring anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down.
Chief Albert Turry, he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. The second device, he thinks, he speculates, was probably planted in the building.
Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
There were 2 or 3 similar huge explosions, and the building literally shook. You literally shook at the base of this building.
You have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down.
Big explosion.
In the blue.
Subway tunnel?
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening out there.
Oh, we just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2, the wall.
Secondary. We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2.
There was another major explosion. The building itself, literally the top of it, came down, sending smoke and debris everywhere.
We have no idea what caused this.
And we were standing here when there was some sort of collapse or explosion.
You have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse? To me, it sounded like an explosion.
When I tried to save people, the moment we heard a big explosion coming down, everything just went black. Everything came down, glass started popping. People got hurt, stuff went on top of them, and it was a big explosion. Everything got dark, real dark, like snow.
The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off. They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
Coming over our radio, get out of the area, the second tower is coming down.
The second tower is coming down.
Yes, it's about to collapse. It's about to collapse. It's about to collapse. It's about to collapse. It's about to collapse.
the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down.
David Lee, what can you tell us?
John, just seconds ago there was a huge explosion, and it appears right now the second World Trade Tower has just collapsed. The fire teams are in the building. They don't have any reason to believe they're going to collapse. They're saying they can easily control these fires with a couple of lines.
I saw the pockets of fire. We should be able to knock it down with two lines. Where are you? Where you at? 78th floor. Number 1045, call one.
But what about WTC-7?
In a controlled demolition.
It wasn't even hit by a building.
In a controlled demolition.
47-story structure has two small fires in it. Modern steel building had never collapsed from fire.
How could we have three happen in one day?
Curious, isn't it? It's a little bit curious. It just seems odd.
Building 7, which of course was not hit by a plane and did not have significant fires in it, collapsed in the way of a classic implosion.
Without any airplane touching it. Without any airplane touching it.
The South Tower fell in less than an hour, and the North Tower in only about an hour and a half, so there simply wasn't enough time for that steel to be heated and to melt.
So the 110-story Twin Towers collapsed into a pile of rubble only a few stories high. They fall at virtually free-fall speed.
Well, the towers came down in the velocity of free-fall, which is totally impossible. They fall down in 8 or 9 or 9 or 10 seconds.
All three buildings have a sudden beginning. There's a very sudden onset to the collapse. Then the collapse is straight down rather than the buildings falling over.
It's going on in the free fall, you know, in 8 or 6 seconds. A huge building, a skyscraper, is falling down on its footprint. It's totally impossible.
Yeah, and then you've got Silverstein.
Oh, well, Larry Silverstein.
The leaseholder, the owner of Seven, as well as the rest of the complex, right? On tape, on the record, saying...
He thought there'd been so much death and destruction, maybe the best thing to do was to pull it.
In a controlled demolition.
The owner or the leaser of the building said we tore it down.
And here is Larry Silverstein, the owner who took out $7 billion of insurance on the two towers. Here is his statement from America Rebuilds.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. They made that decision to pull, that we watch the building collapse.
They made the decision to pull. They made the decision. And this building with two small fires implodes perfectly, and then there's video from every angle of the squibs or the blast points where the plastic explosives are detonating, and you see the ejection ports. You see the blast point.
Now, the big CIA/New York command center that was based in Building 7, they had moved out of the building the day before with FEMA, and this is now confirmed by Giuliani. We're running tripod 2 drill for a terror attack on the facility that very morning.
This is what Dan Rather thought about 20 seconds after Building 7 collapsed. They backed the tape up and played it, and this is what he said live.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building. It's amazing. Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, remember this, and those pictures we've all seen tomorrow. much on television before. A building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
If there's a problem with Building 7, there's a problem with the whole thing. If there's a problem with Building 7, there's a problem with the whole thing.
You gotta keep repeating things over and over and over again.
If there's a problem with Building 7, there's a problem with the whole thing.
For the truth to sink in.
The trigger for the 9/11 activity was the imminent and unstoppable worldwide financial collapse. Which can only be prevented temporarily by a major war, perhaps to become known as World War III. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelity, always faithful. We were on the verge of a military coup d'etat. In fact, a coup d'etat was pulled on the morning of September 11th. Only it was an administrative, or what we call a cold coup d'etat. We found that the culprits, including Rumsfeld, were part of a neocon group that had been planning this thing for literally years. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelity, always faithful. Bring it off one more time, martial law will probably be imposed in the United States. The only way we can stop it is with the classic counter coup d'etat. The military ain't gonna take it any longer. 70% of us are with us. Richard Pearl's days are numbered. I don't know if he realizes it. Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, both of them, their days are numbered. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelity, always faithful.